CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH in this MP3 version. You can find the text on the main RSGB news website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 1st of September 2013. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. UK CubeSat due for November launch. New dual mode tube meter beacon in France. Improvements made to UK repeater.net website. The AMSAT UK FunCube 1 CubeSat carrying a 435/145 MHz SSBCW transponder remains on schedule for a November launch. Every CubeSat needs to have the capability to charge its onboard batteries when in its launch pod. This means having a suitable battery charger, and it needs something quite special to be certain that there is no risk of overcharging or other disaster. VUTA PA3WEG has designed and constructed such a charger for FunCube 1. It can be set to charge the lithium-ion battery to the best voltage for long-term storage, approximately 7.6 volts, and can be used to enable the final pre-launch testing of the spacecraft and its flight software before launch. A new generation digital and analog 2-meter beacon is now operational in France. FZZRB is near Bubri, which is locator IN87KW, and operates on 144.405 MHz. It transmits both analog telegraphy and digital JT65B with its sequences of emissions controlled by the global positioning system. To decode the JT65B data, your receiver must show 144.4035 MHz upper sideband. More about this new propagation alert is on the web at tinyurl.com/f5zrb-beacon. As part of the continuing improvements to the RSGB's Emerging Technology Coordination Committee vetting procedures, new and recently renewed or approved packet nodes and mailboxes are now shown in listings and in the vetting summary lists on ukrepeaters.net website. Integration of this data will mean that new and renewal applications will have to be submitted using the E2 online form, and all subsequent NOVs will have a one-year term, renewable on request. This will assist in making an assessment of future spectrum requirements for packet radio systems. GW100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated today by Dragon ARC from Nebo Amwich, with both HF and 2-meter stations, using CW and SSB. Wednesday and Thursday sees Dragon ARC move to Bangor, running the station on the 10 to 80 meter bands, again CW and SSB. And next Sunday, the 8th of September, the RSGB President Bob Whelan, G3PJT, will run G100 RSGB for President's Day operation from Comberton. This will count as a Region 9 operation. He'll be operating on 40 metres running CW and SSB. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org.uk. Under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. It's planned that the Orkney Wireless Museum amateur radio station GB2OWM will be in operation from its premises at Kiln Corner, Kirkwall, between the 5th and the 11th of September during the 23rd Orkney International Science Festival. Probable operating periods will be weekdays and Sunday afternoons between 2 and 4:30 p.m. and Saturday morning between 8 a.m. and 12:30. Operation will be primarily on HFSSB. More information from Bill, GM3IBU, email bill at gm3ibu.plus.com. The RSGB Centenary Construction Competition is being held to encourage home construction, experimentation, design and innovation across the RSGB membership. It aims to produce projects that show what radio amateurs can achieve, and that Radcom can use it in articles to encourage further home construction. Details of the competition are on the RSGB website. Entrants will have until the end of September to register their entry. Details of the prices are also shown there. The Voice of Russia has announced that it will cease its shortwave radio service on the 1st of January 2014. The service is apparently closing due to government-mandated funding cuts. The Voice of Russia was known as Radio Moscow in the Cold War era, but actually first took to the shortwave bands back in 1922, with a single transmitter located in Moscow. A number of years ago, the RSGB introduced a free dial-up internet service for members. As might be expected, the service is now largely disused because many have moved to broadband. So this service is being discontinued from the 1st of January. Web access and all other services provided through the RSGB.net service will cease to be active. Hector, CO6CBF, is looking for stations in the UK to try contacts with him on the FO29 amateur radio satellite currently. When the satellite is in apogee, it has a big footprint that covers the UK and Cuba for a few minutes. Anyone wanting to try FO29 contact with Cuba should email Hector, CO6CBF, at frcuba.co.cu. Details of upcoming rallies this week. The Telford Ham Fest in Shropshire opens its doors at 10:30 a.m. today. Leave the M54 at junction 4 or 6. Talking is GB3TF, 2 metres and 4 metres, as well as the usual trade and exhibitor stands and specialist groups. A Shropshire Linux group will be demonstrating a working 3D printer. Also, the guest speaker this year is Rob Mannion, G3XFD, the retiring editor of Practical Wireless, whose chosen subject is My Adventures as Editor of Practical Wireless, which will be presented at 11:30 in an adjoining gallery to the rally venue. The University of Greenwich annual conference and forum for the UK amateur high-altitude ballooning community takes place on the 7th of September. There will be talks, workshops and discussions. Tickets and information can be found at https://ukhas.org.uk/general:UKHASConference2013. The Friskney and East Lincolnshire Communications Club Rally takes place on the 8th of September at the Friskney Village Hall, Church Road, Friskney, Lincolnshire, PE2228RD, at 6.5 miles south of Skegness. Doors open at 9:30, and there will be a bring and buy in operation. Details 07534 624559. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of the news and in Radcom, please email details to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. You're listening to GB2RS On Now to News of Special Events. GB4AUK will be on the air today from the Isle of Wight, supporting Age UK from the grounds of Wolverton Manor, Shorewell. Operated by Brickfields Amateur Radio Society, contacts will earn a point for the Isle of Wight County Award and castles and stately homes on the air. The WAS location is WAB SZ48 and the IOTA reference is EU120. Also today, the Radio Club of Binch will operate ON4WAR, commemorating the sacrifice of the Belgian resistance in World War II, and especially those of the Refuge B40 in Vouderich in Belgium. Operation will be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. QSL ON7RY, Directorial Bureau. More information, www.on7ry.be. South Tyneside Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB2SRM from the site of Stevenson Railway Museum, Middle Engine Lane, North Shields, Tyne and Wear, NE298DX, between the 6th and 8th of September. All visitors are welcome on site. Operation will be HF bands and 2 metres, with the occasional 2 metre mobile from the train. 6 metres will be active if the band is open. More details via the club's Facebook account, or contact Darren 07511968073. DXD is now, PA1FJ will be active from Chios Island, EU049, until the 9th of September, operating Sugar Victor 8. He'll be operating on 6 to 40 metre bands using QRP level SSB, QSL via home call. During the coming weeks, RIC AI 5P will be on the air from three different DXCC entities. He can first be worked as HP1 / AI 5P in Panama until the 6th of September. He then goes to El Salvador, where he'll sign YS1 / home call between the 6th and 12th of September, and lastly Nicaragua, where his call sign will be Yankee November 2 PX from the 12th to the 23rd of September. Rick operates mostly CW, QSL's home call. Palestine is a DXCC entity that does not appear on the bands too often. Perry, HB9IQB, has managed to renew his E44PM license. It's not known how long he'll be in Palestine. QSL's go via HB9IQB, and the logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Alessandro, IW5ELA, will be active as IG9 / call sign from Lampedusa Island, AF019, between the 8th and the 18th of September. He'll operate mostly CW. All QSLs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau log search on Club Log. Hardy, DF3GY, Hans, DF2UU, will participate in the IARU Region 1 SSB field days on the 7th and 8th of September, and the WAE SSB contest 14th and 15th of September as V55V from Namibia, QSLs via DJ8VC. Outside the contest, they'll operate CW and SSB as Victor5 / call signs on the 6 to 180 meter bands. Contest news now. On Tuesday, the 144 UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 144 MHz trophy takes place between 1400 on Saturday to 1400 UTC on Sunday. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Running from 1300 to 1300 UTC on the same day as the SSB field day is on 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number only. Next Sunday the 5th, 144 MHz backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, running all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also next weekend, the All Asian DX contest takes place for the whole 48 hours of the weekend. UK stations taking part in SSB field day sometimes find that All Asian stations don't want to have QSOs with them, because all Asian stations want to be sent the operator's age and not the serial number, so it can be helpful to have a suitable number to give them. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and age, with YLs using 00. For 24 hours over the same weekend, the IARU 144 megs contest takes place. It coincides exactly with the RSGB 144 megs trophy contest. For those taking part in the former, there's no need to enter the latter, because your entry will automatically be submitted unless you say you don't want it. Running from 1400 to 1400 UTC, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. You listen to GB2RS, read by G4NGH, is the MP3 version. Now the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 23rd Thursday the 29th of August, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. The number of sunspot groups gradually declined, and by the end of the period only three regions were visible. Most groups were small and stable, but on the 23rd four small C-class solar flares took place, and there was one on the 29th. Solar flux levels declined from 1024 units on the 23rd to 108 by the 28th. The average was 113 units. 90-day solar flux average on the 29th was 114, which is one unit up on last week. X-ray flux levels declined from B5 units on the 23rd to B2.4 by the 28th and 29th. The average was B3.3 units. Geomagnetic activity started at unsettled levels with an AP index of 16 units due to a coronal hole disturbance. Quiet conditions took place till the 27th. When a coronal mass ejection disturbance arrived, the AP index for the 27th was 17 units, the average was 10 units. Solar wind speed data from the A spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 530 km per second to 320 by the 27th. Speeds increased again to 510 km per second on the 28th. Particle densities were low except for an increase to 36 particles per cubic centimetre on the 27th. BZ varied between minus 13 and plus 11 nanoteslas on the 27th and between minus 4 and plus 3 nanoteslas during the quietest day. Finally, the solar forecast for the coming week. This week, the more active side of the sun is expected to rotate into view, but it will be later in the week before solar activity could increase and solar flux levels show an increase. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet, but around midweek a small recurring coronal hole disturbance is expected. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitudes should be about 24 megs for the south, 21 for the north. Darkness hour lows should be about 11 megahertz. Paths this week to Japan should have a maximum usable frequency of about 21 megahertz, but that's only with a 50% success rate. The best working frequency, meaning 90% success, is more likely to be about 16 megahertz, and the best time to try this path, that's to Japan, will be between 1000 and 1300 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the Propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Here now is the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs with several events this week. Today, Central Radio Amateur Circle is having a group trip to Tilford Radio Rally. On Saturday, it's the Wychhaven Area Amateur Radio Group Open Day. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV, 07906 905071. Midland Amateur Radio Society is at the Tilford Hamfest today. On Wednesday, there's an open meeting, training classes, and the shack is on the air. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808, 078003. South Birmingham Radio Society has a club stand at the Telford Hamfest today. The trailer gets unloaded on Monday and the regular coffee morning is Tuesday. Thursday sees training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and there's work in the shack on Friday. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP, 07595, 696359. Tilford District Amateur Radio Society is running the Tilford Hamfest today. On Wednesday, GX3ZME is on the air and there's a committee meeting. Contact Mike, G3JKX, 01952 299677. Withall Radio Club has its club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. The advanced course is on Monday. Tuesday sees the 144 megs UK activity contest plus preparation for SSBNFD. The usual shack social is on Friday from 7:30 p.m. whilst the next weekend it's the HF SSB field day and 2 metre trophy contests. Details from Chris, G0EYO 07710 412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club next on Monday, 145.375 megahertz. Friday sees a talk by G8SEQ. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. On Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the VHF 2m UKAC night. The advanced training course is Wednesday. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, by email m0zcr@live.co.uk. Back to the traditional listing now in date order. On Monday, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is on the air. Contact Albert, G0KFS, 01922-614169. Also Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is closed. On Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has an open net on 145.250 MHz from 7:30 p.m. More information from Robert Bird by email to spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. On Monday, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a vintage radio evening and looking at bringing old valve radios back to life. More from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858 432 105. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society has a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Loughborough District Amateur Radio Club is watching the Dambusters video. More information from Chris G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society has its final discussion on the upcoming de-expedition. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476 402 550. Thursday, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society is having a Natter Night and committee meeting. Details on the club website, www.salop-ars.org.uk. And Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a members' forum. Contact Dave Wilde, G1YAI, by email, treasurer@hrrarc.com. On Saturday, Rugby ATS is planning and installing the shack in the new clubhouse. Details from Steve, G8LYB, 01788 578 940. On Sunday, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society is having a barbecue and fun day at the Porter Cabin. Or from Graham Bohr, G8NWC 07754 619 701. And that's it for another week.